We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, lovely viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay and Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Voe on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. In Mongolia in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. in Internet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tango Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In the Han Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzug and Han Ul District, Channel 25 on Himar Cable TV. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunband Company. In Sanchan City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Palestinian children have a new gymnasium thanks to $165,000 donation from Italy. In sustainable energy news, Canada and Egypt collaborate on waste management project. In veg news, the Formosan or Taiwanese government encourages schools to have a weekly veg day. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 14, is the birthday of the President of Iceland, His Excellency Dr. Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson. Born in Ísafjörður in northwest Iceland in 1943, President Grímsson is serving his fourth term in office. His Excellency has been an active participant in international dialogue concerning the adoption of sustainable energy and has been a proponent of geothermal power. He has also been vocal in calling attention to climate change and seeking international cooperation in halting it. Among His Excellency's many honours is the 2010 Jawaharlal Nehru Award for International Understanding. He also donated the funds associated with the award to further collaborative eco-research between Indian and Icelandic scientists. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency, President Dr. Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, for all you do to harmoniously safeguard our Earth. May you have a joyful birthday with loved ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tennessee. On May 1st, heavy storms hit the states of Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi in the east and southeastern regions of the United States, claiming at least 31 lives and causing widespread damage. As thousands of streets and buildings became inundated, residents were forced to evacuate, with many wading up to chest high in water or having to use boats. In Nashville, Tennessee alone, more than 2,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, which left 2,600 people homeless. While not all victims could be reached immediately, federal and state governments, as well as many aid groups and communities themselves, mobilized both emergency and longer-term rebuilding assistance.
That'll help us a lot. Thank you.
The water was rushing through so fast. It got up to about 5 feet high down here. It was terrible. It was so scary.
It hasn't happened in about 50 years, and we really figured we were going to be okay until we waded in chest-deep water to try to get clothes for so we'd have something to wear.
Immediately after the tragic disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her condolences and prayers along with a donation of $4,600 so that our association members could bring urgent relief supplies to the not yet reached parts of Nashville, Tennessee, the hardest hit area. Our association's relief team purchased cleaning supplies, including washcloths, disposable wipes, mops and pails, and delivered them to the most devastated communities. In addition, approximately 50 households received financial aid, ranging from $40 to $300 according to need.
Yes, we need this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One group of about 50 families with small children living in still-stranded trailer homes wholeheartedly expressed their thanks as they had not received adequate assistance yet.
Todos tienen niños. Y no ayuda, no pampers, no comida, nada. Tengo 3 niños aquí.
One aid recipient later even called the relief team from the hospital after she gave birth to send her gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai, saying that she was so touched to know that someone in the world cares so much for others. Others also conveyed their appreciation.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting. You're going to make me cry. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and for this trailer court. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You do not know what you have done. Thank you, thank you.
Appreciation to the federal and state governments, organizations, and all others who have been helping the storm victims. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her rapid and caring support and our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts. We pray for the storm-afflicted residents' smooth return to their productive day-to-day lives and that such weather extremes diminish through our collective choice of eco-conscious lifestyles.
Thousands displaced by Somali floods. As the Shebel River overflowed and burst its banks earlier this week from upstream flooding in Ethiopia, the country's south-central province of Hiran was submerged, forcing thousands of families from the capital Beledweyne and nearby areas to flee their homes. It was estimated by Wednesday, May 12th, that some 9,000 people in Sawatako District had fled their homes, with another 6,000 who remained stranded, with local people trying to reach them in canoes.
Upon hearing of these distressing conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent her love and sorrowful prayers, asking that our association members please see if help is needed. She added that funds are available to be sent to the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies or another aid organization already working there.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern for the flood affected. May heaven bless the Somali people with a swift restoration of stability as humanity's gentler and more elevated ways help calm the ecosphere.
Earthquakes shake Iceland and Indonesia. According to the Icelandic Meteorological Office and the Institute of Earth Sciences, a series of at least 40 small tremors occurred beneath the ice cap of Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano since Monday, May 10th. Measuring mostly between 1 and 2 on the Richter scale, the quakes were detected as emerging ash plumes from the volcano disrupted air traffic. Although such tremblers often accompany volcanic eruptions, recent changes such as those reported by the Icelandic Coast Guard that the volcano's crater is continuing to build up are causing concern that its activity could intensify. Meanwhile, a 5.8 magnitude quake occurring in Indonesia rattled Aceh in northern Sumatra on Tuesday evening, May 11th, striking off the coast 108 kilometers southwest of Mehulaboh. Fortunately, there have been no reports of injury or damage for any of these events. We are thankful for the safety of the Icelandic and Indonesian residents. At the same time, we pray that such potentially disastrous conditions are alleviated through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Working and living conditions and so on that will encourage more people to get involved in science.
European Union draft law sets new limits on animal experimentation. On Tuesday, May 11th, a set of measures drawn up by the European Commission were approved by delegates from the 27 member states. With the draft law describing animals as sentient beings with inherent value that must be respected, new rules include an experimentation ban on great apes such as chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans, as well as other animals from the wild. They also require future testing projects to reduce the 12 million animals currently used in experiments and replace with alternatives whenever possible. The laws will be officially adopted once approved by the European Parliament in September. The European Union in 2009 has already banned the vast majority of animal testing for cosmetics. Our accolades, European Union nations and citizens, for your caring efforts to minimize the pain and suffering caused to our animal friends during laboratory experimentation. We pray that one day soon such practices are completely banned for the restored dignity and freedom of gentle co-inhabitants across the globe.
Blue ear pig disease spreading throughout Aulac or Vietnam. Officials report infection across 13 provinces and cities as more and more pigs have been found to be afflicted with porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS, also known as blue ear disease, which can be fatal to both the porcine species and humans. With more than 50,000 pigs that have fallen ill and over 21,000 dead, the country's veterinary agency has dispatched animal health workers to the infected areas to help treat and contain the epidemic.
Meanwhile, 4 humans have been diagnosed so far with the disease, which can be transmitted by consuming the meat of deceased pigs. With initial symptoms being flu-like, patients are often treated too late and sometimes suffer fatal consequences.
We send our sympathies to those affected by this deadly disease, humans and pigs alike. May our world soon advance to an era where we cease consuming the flesh of our animal brethren, and all beings live in peace and vibrant health arising from plant-based fare.
Huts open in South Korea. Yeonjin and Hanam areas of Seoul, the capital city of South Korea, welcomed the new Loving Hut restaurants, part of an international franchise encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai to make available healthy, appetizing and affordable vegan cuisine to the public. The roomy Loving Hut Jukjun in the neighborhood of Yeonjin features traditional style seating with delectable organic vegan fare and a 50% discount on special dishes every Monday to promote the Meat-Free Monday campaign.
오늘 이곳 대한민국 용인에서 2010년을 여는 또 하나의 러빙헛 오프닝이 있었습니다.
여기 분위기 굉장히 저도 처음 와봤는데 굉장히 좋더라고요. 가족적인 느낌도 많이 들고 이제 맛도 상당히 깔끔하죠.
The other newly opened Hanam Loving Hut offers scrumptious, time-honored Korean fare in a bright and cozy atmosphere, as well as a specialty known as juk, a healthy traditional porridge. The locale is situated near many foreign embassies and residential complexes, as well as en route to fun weekend outing locations.
지구를 살리는 비건 채식. 안녕하세요.
I just really enjoy all the food at Loving Hut.
저는 한 달 만에 7kg가 빠져서 그때 알았어요. 아, 사람은 채식이 정답이구나. 슈프림 마스터 시청자 여러분, 채식 먹고요. 자연스럽게 자기 몸도 몸짱이 되면요. 지구도 몸짱이 됩니다.
Congratulations, Loving Hut Juk Jun and Loving Hut Hanam in Seoul, South Korea. Our appreciation also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her noble vision and commitment to a planet filled with care and respect for all being, which is supported by earth-saving vegan meals. May we all join hands to protect our world and adopt the benevolent plant-based diet today.
'Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. 'Save your life. Be veg. Go green.'
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
'Young boy survives downed plane. An Africa Airways flight arriving in Tripoli, Libya from Johannesburg, South Africa on Wednesday, May 12th suddenly went down, resulting in 9-year-old Ruben van Assau of the Netherlands being the only one to emerge alive among the more than 100 passengers and crew who perished.
Young Ruben suffered multiple injuries and has already undergone surgery but is now in stable condition. He had been traveling with his parents and older brother at the time of the accident, and relatives have rushed from the Netherlands to comfort and bring him home as soon as he is able. European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek said that the boy's survival is truly a miracle.
"We are thankful for your precious life, young Ruben, and wish you a smooth recovery to full health. Our sympathies for the loved ones of those who perished. May their souls peacefully rest in the grace of the divine."
Save our planet. Honeybees show signs of terminal decline. For the fourth consecutive year, honeybee colonies in the United States have seen massive die-offs over the winter months, leading some experts to fear for their extinction. Since 2006, more than 3 million colonies in the US and billions worldwide have perished. This global population collapse is acknowledged as a major threat to food supplies, with an estimated one-third of all sustenance consumed by humans relying on honeybee pollination. A recently published global review of honeybee deaths by the World Organization for Animal Health, or OIE, affirms a primary role of pesticides, noting that their overall damaging effect on bee health could make the insects more susceptible to many diseases. Scientists have found 121 different pesticides in bees, wax and pollen samples. OIE Director General Dr. Bernard Vallette stated bees contribute to global food security and their extinction would represent a terrible biological disaster. We are shocked and saddened to know of the dire state of the imperiled honeybees. Let us quickly step toward planet-saving lifestyles to protect the bees and all cherished fellow beings.
During a July 2008 video conference with our association members in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted once more the urgent priority of preserving life on Earth through our eco-conscious actions.
Organic farming is the best. It's the ideal for health and the planet. When I say planet, I mean for all the inhabitants, the bees and insects and animals alike. Because if we're using chemical, then of course they're going to die out sooner or later, big and small. That's why the bees are disappearing. We have been destroying this ecosystem. It's a very sad affair. The government had to imply another kind of farming technique. Otherwise, not just bees' colonies collapse. Many others, useful insects on helpful animals that will be dying out. They are dying out every day now, a lot of them. We got to pray for heaven's help. And if you can, tell the farmers, tell the government to change it. We use only beneficial products for agriculture. Otherwise, we will have nothing left. Do anything you can to support this organic vegetarian farming.
Save our planet. According to two new studies by the France-based International Energy Agency, or IEA, up to 25% of the world's electricity could be generated via solar power by 2050.
Save Our Planet as Glacier National Park in Montana, USA celebrates its establishment 100 years ago. Scientists forecast that the legendary glaciers in the 1 million acres of protected land could melt completely by 2020 due to global warming.
Save Our Planet. A study by a Japanese researcher shows that overfishing is causing populations of the Pacific bluefin tuna, similar to its Atlantic or northern counterpart, to shrink at an alarming rate, further highlighting the species' need for protection.
Save Our Planet. Egypt's Minister of Investment, Dr. Mahmoud Mohieldin, emphasizes the need for increased support to all ministry-affiliated public sector companies for implementation of eco-friendly programs, with additional funding planned for this year.
It's me, Shiny the Chamois. I really enjoy my plant-based diet. How are you, my friends? Today I have a safety tip concerning your sweet dog companion. When the two of you go for a fabulous walk, it's healthier for your loyal friend to keep away from grass or bushes that have been sprayed with chemicals. You can contact your local government offices to get information about this in your area. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Italy donates $165,000 for the construction of a gymnasium for Palestinian students. The Cooperation Office of the Italian Embassy funded the recreational facility, which is part of a United Nations Relief Works Agency school in Reshida, southern Lebanon. The Ambassador of Italy to Lebanon, His Excellency, Mr. Gabriella Cecchia, stated, "I deeply believe that sport represents an important vehicle to promote peace and dialogue, and we hope that this new gymnasium will become a place where the youth play in a safe and friendly environment. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Excellency, Mr. Gabriele Cecchia, and the Cooperation Office of the Italian Embassy. God bless your generosity and care. May the vibrant Palestinian youth enjoy many hours of life-enhancing sporting activities."
In environmental news, Canada and Egypt collaborate to generate energy from recycled solid waste. The two countries have agreed to jointly transform 1,200 tons of waste into eco-friendly energy. Canada will provide the funding to establish an Egyptian company, which will construct factories to convert the material. Congratulations, Egypt and Canada, on your green endeavour. May more nations work together to bring about a sustainable future for all beings on Earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, seminars are held for Formosan or Taiwanese school principals to find out about the benefits of the veg diet. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Stay tuned for more shining news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, soothing news for a comfortable world. In veg news, Formosan or Taiwanese schools lead the veg way. The Formosa Ministry of Education has advocated that schools choose one day a week to supply only plant-based lunches to their students. As part of this initiative, principals of primary and secondary schools in Nantou, Hualing, Changhua, Yilan, Taoyang, and Miaoli counties participated in professional seminars. Information was provided regarding the healthy earth-saving diet. They were encouraged to join the schools that have already adopted the One Vegetarian Meal a Week program and be pioneers in the anti-global warming movement.
校长是学校最重要的一个领航者，也是最重要的影响人。我们希望由校长这边来带头做起，吃素的部分对于整个的抑制全球暖化的一个帮助这么的大，所以我们也提倡这个部分的一个作为。
The weekly veg program has already been integrated successfully into a number of schools.
所以我们小朋友在使用上来讲的话，通常呢都接受度蛮高的。孩子回家的反应是觉得说，哎，我今天吃了什么什么蔬菜，好好吃，请大家一起蔬食救地球，孩子会更健康。实施这么久以来，紧接进入第二学期了，我想整体的反应都蛮好的。我想，全球的畜牧业。 养了那么多的猪、牛、羊，我想他们的身上排放出来的气体，我想对全球的这个影响，我想大家都非常清楚。我们希望能够在学校里面，为孩子导正一些观念，也让他们从生活做起。我们呼吁大家一起来吃素、环保、救地球。
Our sincere appreciation from Formosa or Taiwanese Ministry of Education for your caring plant-based campaign to safeguard the well-being of our children and our world. Also, many thanks participating principals and school authorities for your dedicated efforts. May all quickly choose the benevolent lifestyle to return the earth to its peaceful and abundant state.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, Preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told in French entitled Desert Equipment.
Un homme dans le désert, avec une cabine téléphonique sur le dos, croise un autre homme qui porte une enclume. Ce dernier lui demande l'utilité de la cabine.
« Si un danger arrive, je me planque dedans. Et pourquoi l'enclume ?»«
Si un danger arrive, je lâche l'enclume et je cours deux fois plus vite. »
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thanks God for Supreme Master TV. You are airing very important information about our planetary crisis. Let's solve the problem that we have made. From now, I am vegan to save the world. Let's make the difference. God bless us. Gitawi from Indonesia.
Earth-loving Gitawi, thank you for your very supportive note. How wonderful that you have transitioned to the compassionate vegan diet. Please share with all you can that the plant-based lifestyle is our main hope now for planetary survival. May the Earth have many occasions to rejoice in humanity's kinder ways, with heaven's grace and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the peace and light of the providence shine upon you and your treasured ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The South Korean capital of Seoul holds her annual International Friendship Festival, featuring traditional foods, folk art, and performances from 56 countries, with Saudi Arabia winning a Best Pavilion Award for good hospitality.
Following a smooth recovery from surgery, His Majesty King Juan Carlos of Spain leaves the hospital, thanking the medical staff for their expert care.
The Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Agriculture orders a quarantine and bans the sale of meat from several chicken farms in the West Bank to safeguard public health from salmonella bacteria contamination.
Russia's Moscow State Institute of International Relations awards Israeli President Shimon Peres an honorary doctorate for his work in encouraging dialogue and cooperation among different countries.
Archaeologists in Cairo, Egypt discover ruins of a 1600-year-old Coptic-era church and a nilometer, an ancient instrument used to measure water levels of the River Nile during the annual flood season.
New technology from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, allows archaeologists in a small plane to quickly gather a wondrous amount of data about a Mayan civilization in Belize.
Iranian Foreign Minister Monocher Motaki announces that the mothers of three U.S. hikers detained since July 2009 in Iran have been approved for travel visas to visit their children.
The government of Malaysia donates $50,000 to Fiji's Hurricane Tomas Relief Fund to assist residents with rebuilding efforts following the March 2010 storm.
Joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Young Adult Division, Peter II, student Amy Gorshkin of the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, in the USA, launches a petition requesting vegan options at every meal on the campus menu.
To fulfill a growing national interest, the Qatar Football Association announces plans to start a women's football league by the end of 2010, with introduction of the sport to schools for future participation in international tournaments.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.